Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
Welcome into the DNVR Rockies podcast. I am your host, Susie Hunter. We've got Tiff producing today.
Hello.
Nice little air horns for a nice little Monday. Guys, we are a week away from Christmas Day. Is it just me? I feel like I am just hobbling into the holidays right now. I kind of sound like I'm hobbling into the holidays right now.
I'm right there with you.
Tiff is also, we have the same like raspy, non-existent voice right now.
We had super fun.
We had a super fun Friday.
We had a super fun Friday. I can't form words.
Oh my goodness. I mean, I'm in my 30s now. So apparently it takes me 5 days to recover from a holiday party. It's embarrassing. I'm embarrassed. No. I think I have a little throat thing going on. Maybe. I don't know. I can't tell anymore. I'm like, is this just what my voice is now?
It's just permanently raspy.
I mean, honestly, it's giving like Lindsay Lohan in a way that I think is really fun. Guys, thanks for joining us for this Monday, December 18th. Listen, Rockies Twitter right now, all a buzz over one East Coast reporter's Hall of Fame ballot. We will get into that in just a moment. We're following where Yamamoto is going and who he's talking to, who he's having dinner with, etc. That's the other big domino that we need to fall to really like get free agency really moving. Also, Billie Eilish was wearing a White Sox jersey on SNL this weekend. We'll get into that too. But first, yeah, we're going to get into the story of the day for us, the story of the Rockies right now. Todd Helton, of course, in the running on that Hall of Fame ballot. And we're starting to see more and more ballots come in. We're following the ballot tracker. But John Heyman out in New York City. This is why we have this freaking show here, by the way, because the hashtag no coast bias. John Heyman dropped his ballot this morning. We all get to see it. Todd Helton noticeably absent from it. So we're going to really think about what's going on here. Honestly, tell me you didn't do your research without telling me you didn't do your research. Yeah, it's giving. I did no work. It's giving. I am following. It's giving East Coast bias. It's giving I only followed the Mets and the Yankees. That's what I'm getting from John Heyman right now. So this is his explanation. All right. So nothing against overheated Coors Field, but the bulk numbers aren't quite there for a first baseman in that atmosphere. That like literally you just said. Okay, so he's like nothing against Coors Field, but I'm holding Coors Field against you. Like, that's like me saying like, hey, no offense, but, and then going on to say the most offensive thing ever. Like, that's the same thing. Like, he is just like, this is not even a reason. This is not even good reasoning. It's terrible logic. So dumb. Nothing against Coors Field, but here's a thing that I'm going to hold against you because you played at Coors Field. Get the heck out of here, John. Get the heck out of here. I can't. Also, to add insult to injury, he voted yes on Chase Utley and Jimmy Rollins. It's honestly giving 2007 MVP voting because he also voted no on Matt Holliday, or just like didn't vote for Matt Holliday. Not like necessarily a no, but you know what I mean. It's giving 2007 MVP voting. I do love hearing you guys weigh in on Twitter. Jason said, kind of expected it since he hasn't voted for him in the past, but I was hoping he would trust his fellow voters and trends. It's biased and baseless trying to hold the ballpark against him. Yes, literally, yes. And then Scotty B. Cards on Twitter. John Heyman picked Jimmy Rollins for his Hall of Fame ballot. He definitely has the bulk numbers for Hall of Fame. It's amazing how bad he is at this. Yeah, like Todd Helton has those numbers. put him in. This is embarrassing. Oh, Roger, also, thank you very much for the birthday wishes. My birthday is actually on Thursday, but I had my party over the weekend where I had precisely one margarita at the Nuggets game and still sound like this. It wasn't Saturday that did this to me. It might have been Friday that did this to me. It might have been Wednesday when I had a Taylor Swift birthday party that did this to me. I don't know, guys. I don't know. Is anyone else dying? Do you guys ever think about dying? Okay, Barbie. I was listening to the Barbie soundtrack actually while getting ready for the Nuggets takeover because I was like, ooh, let's have like a fun time. That was a tough loss. That was so close. I think that's the closest NBA game I've ever been to. Yeah, it was pretty brutal. Was anyone else there? Let me know in the comments. here's a great point, though. Here's why we don't need to panic about John Heyman's ballot. This is why we don't have to freak out. So before we found that ballot, Helton was above 90% in the votes, but also, you know, they're only about 5% of the votes are even in right now anyway. So this is such a small sample size. He's still above 70% right now. He was only 11 votes shy last year, so he just needs to make up for the, just get those 11 more votes this year, and we'll be good. We can be happy. We can rest easy. I won't rest easy until Todd Helton is in the Hall of Fame. I will not rest easy until he is on his way to Cooperstown. Please, guys, the voters, I'm begging you. You write about baseball for a living. Maybe research some baseball that you might have forgotten about in the recent years. I don't know. You know what I do know? Excuse me. You know what I do know, Tiff? I know that at Bet365, it is, they don't do ordinary. They do not do ordinary. They believe every sport should be epic. And right now, new customers can choose between two offers when they open an account at Bet365. Use code DNVR365 at sign up and deposit $10. So you're going to put $10 in and you can get a first bet safety net, which, if you place a bet up to $1,000 and if your qualifying bet loses, you will get a matched refund in bonus bets. That sounds very low risk to me. Or you can do one or the other of these. Or you can do bet and get, which is an offer where you place a bet of $5 or more and get $150 in bonus bets. So they've got some really cool offers, a little bit of something for everyone. I love that you get a choice. Not everyone gives you a choice with your offers, and Bet365 does. So whatever the sport, whatever the moment, it is never ordinary at Bet365. And listen, for NBA games, they've got an early payout offer too. You can get your straight bets paid out or parlay selections marked as a winner when your team goes up by 20 points. So if it hits three times this, it already has hit three times this season because the Nuggets have led by 20 quite a few times this season. So yeah, this is like totally a useful thing that we here in Denver can absolutely take advantage of. But yeah, you must be 21 or older and physically located in Colorado. Please gamble responsibly. If you or someone you know has a gambling problem and wants help, call or text 1-800-GAMBLER. All right. Excuse me. Hi guys. My throat. Is this thing on? Hi. All right. Thanks to everyone who's tuning in right now. I always appreciate it. Let's talk about what's going on outside of baseball. Yeah, Billie Eilish was spotted wearing a White Sox Jake Peavy jersey on SNL, and no one knows why. She like was probably 6 years old when he was playing. I don't know if she necessarily comes from a baseball family. She has no Chicago connections. Like, her dad is from New England. Her mom actually grew up in Colorado. Didn't know that.
Huh. Okay.
Yeah. They're both musicians. She's a Nepo baby. Don't forget.
Yeah. Never forget.
Never forget. She's a Nepo baby.
It's always about who you know.
It's always about who you know. You just get a lot further when you know people. But it's fun now because at least, like, you can slide into DMs.
Yeah.
And force people to know you. That's how I got here.
Have you heard of me? I'm Susie Hunter.
Have you heard of me? Like, I guess if I went into like helicopter building, like my dad could have gotten me a job at Boeing, but I didn't.
You don't want to be like a flight attendant for helicopters?
You know what? Well, they're like military helicopters, so they very much do not have flight attendants on them.
That doesn't sound fun.
Just out there building Chinooks. No, my dad actually like just retired. I like talked about it on Twitter. I don't know if I talked about it on my show. My dad's been on this show before because he's like, ugh. I know. He like has a lot of free time now. He's sending us a lot of hilarious content. But yeah, we're all trying to figure out why Billie Eilish was wearing a White Sox jersey on SNL. The only thing I can think of, like I went onto Reddit too. Reddit couldn't figure it out, but there was a dad in the chat and he was like, I looked into it. I can't figure out why White Sox, but like, he was like, well, you know what? My daughter is like randomly, like she has an Orioles jersey and I don't know where she got it or why she has it or why she's interested in it. I think I saw Derek Montilla's daughter asked for like a Yankees hat for Christmas, which is like disappointing in itself because of the 2001 World Series. Well, I mean, they won that, so it's fine. But yeah, I think like the youths just like wearing random jerseys. I think they like the look of a baseball jersey or a baseball hat. Let me know in the chat.
Yeah, it like never made sense to me when you would see like random like Mets hats or Yankees hats in like Forever 21. Like, why is this here? This is Denver. Go away. Why is this in Forever 21? I don't understand.
Oh my gosh. I was perusing Forever 21 because I was looking for something specific the other day. And like the Raiders t-shirts in there, like Forever 21 is like the like queen of random ass sports gear that like you just wear because you thought it looked cool, not because you like the team.
Or even like band shirts, like random Aerosmith shirts and Nirvana shirts. I'm like, okay, I would have never expected to find these here.
I mean, those are dope as hell though. Absolutely. But like, at least like that's like something you can be like, yeah, you know, I like Aerosmith or, you know, I like whoever, but you can't do that with a baseball team. Like, you know, I kind of like the Orioles. Let me just walk around in this expensive ass jersey. I feel like, I don't know. She also like wears a lot of big t-shirts. Like the song says, big t-shirt, Billie Eilish.
Maybe she got it from a thrift store.
Maybe she did. Maybe she did. The SNL styling department. I have questions. Please give me answers. We're dying to know. Dying to know. Let's head west and talk about some stuff that's going on. The Diamondbacks re-signed Lourdes Gurriel Jr. for 3 years, $42 million, with a club option for the fourth year. So they are solidifying what they have going on out in Arizona, the defending National League champions. And our defending National League West champions, the Dodgers. You know, where do we even start with the Dodgers? They are still in on a lot of big free agents. Apparently, Dave Roberts said this on the Dan Patrick Show recently. Apparently, it's not out of the question that Shohei Ohtani plays outfield towards the end of the season. This news has shaken me to my core. He's a DH and he's a pitcher. You're telling me he's also going to be out in the field too? He's going to be a position player as well? I can't. This is like, what can't he do? But I mean, he's got an arm. He could probably handle the outfield, you know? But Dodgers GM Brandon Gomes was on MLB Network today. And, you know, he was asked about, you know, what Dave Roberts said. Honestly, Dave Roberts has been like saying a lot in the media lately. He was the one who broke the news that the Dodgers had officially met with Shohei Ohtani. And I think everyone was pretty shocked because the rumor that we all know is that Shohei was going full Taylor Swift and being like, listen, if you leak that we met, I'm not going to sign with you. So, okay, obviously that wasn't true. Or maybe the Dodgers offer was just like too good to be true. Oh, my God. Oh, you know what we found out on Friday that happened after my show on Friday? So we never even got to get into. The thing that like really tipped the competition, tipped the scales. Yes. Thank you, Tiff. The thing that tipped the scales for him, in terms of the Dodgers was, the Dodgers had a never before seen video of Kobe Bryant asking Shohei to come join the Dodgers and play in LA. And that like really spoke to Shohei that like such a competitor, such a great athlete were to, you know, really plead for him to come to Los Angeles. And no one had ever seen it because it was filmed, I guess, about like 3 years before Kobe's death. So wild. I'm like, okay, like, who can compete with that?
Yeah,
gone too soon, recent legend, recording a video, and you see it posthumously, and like, you, no one can compete with that. No one can compete with that. Meanwhile, like the, oh my gosh, I like, who would even. Like, I guess, I don't know, like, the only other thing that I could see, like, if, like, a team had, like, a video from Tupac being like, hey, you should, I'm not dead, and you should join this team.
I'm not dead.
I'm not dead. No, someone was arrested for his murder. With that, now I finally believe Tupac is dead, because someone was finally arrested for his murder. Yeah, until then, I was like, actually, I'm not sure. I believe the conspiracy.
Now we just gotta find Biggie's murder.
Yes. If only, if only. Yeah, I'm worried about, I mean, I'm a little worried about what it's going to look like facing this Dodgers team that keeps winning the division, especially Dodgers team with Shohei in, you know, in the mix of all of it. But I mean, at least like next year, like the silver lining next year, their pitching isn't that great. I don't really know who's pitching for them next year. Because Urias, I don't know what's going on with him. Walker Buehler, he's been injured. And then, of course, we know Shohei's not pitching next year. So I think the silver lining is pitching, you know, facing them, facing the Dodgers might not be as bad as it could be. But my goodness, we have our work cut out for us. I mean, I really thought we'd be cooking 2025, you know. I really thought it. I still kind of think it, but I'm a little concerned about what's going on in the rest of this division. All right. Let me know what you guys think in the comments, as always. But yeah, we should. You know what? I want to mention my friends at. Oh, my gosh. Did I not mention Breck Brew? I think you forgot. Oh, my. Okay. All right. Well, we're going to. I'll tack them on. First, we're going to talk about Breckenridge Distillery, okay? Breckenridge Distillery, they are the... Breckenridge Bourbon is the official bourbon of the Denver Broncos. And they've got a spirit or a liquor for any occasion. They have a new vodka called the Broncos Blizzard, which commemorates the first white alternate Broncos helmets. And... They love the Broncos. They have been doing a contest to get people in the Breckenridge Bourbon Whiskey Suite for the Broncos Chargers game. That's already like in the works. So I hope you entered if you wanted to win it. But Breckenridge Distillery, they have award-winning spirits, but also so much more than that. They have an immersive guest experience. You can eat at their award-winning restaurant, enjoy show-stopping cocktails. You can learn about their highly awarded spirits with an in-depth tasting. So you can leave there like a little smarter too, knowing a little bit more about these amazing spirits that win awards year after year. And listen, hard liquor, you know, I obviously can't handle it anymore because I'm over the age of 30. No, but they also have reiki seltzers, which are made with Breck spirits, which I think are so good. They're easy to drink. Yeah, love them. Big fan. But yeah, they're going to be out at all of our Broncos tailgates. We've got a couple more tailgates, guys. And we also have them all. We have this always at our DNVR bar watch parties all year long. So make sure you grab a taster. Breckenridge Distillery products are available in all 50 states. Ooh, sounds like they make a great gift. Shop your local retailer or visit BreckenridgeDistillery.com. For home delivery of award-winning Breckenridge spirits, I pray anywhere. And let's also mention our friends at Kind Love. 'Tis the season to get lit, guys. We love our friends at Kind Love, and they love us too. They're going to give you guys some really good deals. But yeah, Kind Love, you can shop their location in North Denver. You can shop their location that's near Cherry Creek. It's near that. It's in the same shopping area as the PetSmart. Might be a little tricky to find the first time you go there, but it is worth it because you're going to get an exclusive DNVR discount when you mention that you know us. Yeah, it's that good. And they also have the turbo joint. They have all of it. But yeah, head to kindlove.com and head to kindlove.com. You can see their menu and you can place an online order. But yeah, make sure you use code DNVR to get that discount on all Kind Love products. All right. We'll circle back for Brick after we talk about Yamamoto. Yamamoto still at large, still meeting with teams, still in the mix. I don't think the Rockies are a team that has met with this incredible pitcher. But apparently, you know, we mentioned the Dodgers had a posthumous Kobe Bryant video, tried to convince him, and it worked. What are the Rockies up? The Rockies don't have that. I think the best the Phillies could do, they had Bryce Harper FaceTime Yamamoto during the Phillies meeting with the Japanese superstar. So the Phillies have met with him. We know that for sure. Apparently, though, according to Joel Sherman, Yamamoto had dinner last night at Steve Cohen's house with a Mets contingent that included Cohen, his wife, the Mets GM, manager Carlos Mendoza, pitching coach Jeremy Hefner. So this is also the second time they've all gotten together, really, because as we know, Steve Cohen flew out to freaking Japan with other front office members, with Kodai Senga's translator. Like, the Mets, I feel like, are doing the most, which is why I feel like they could end up with him. I don't know. I think that stuff goes farther than like we realize, but I mean, we don't know what these other teams are doing. And also, Uncle Steve is crazy, just like flying out to Japan all the time. He's nuts. He's got too much money. But you know what? If I were an eccentric billionaire, I would probably be doing the same stuff. Richard in the chat, simply put, go Birds. Thank you. Yeah, my Eagles are Monday Night Football tonight. Let's freaking go. I hope they cleanse my palate from the Broncos game on Saturday night. Good Lord.
Not just the Broncos game Saturday night, the triple loss for Denver sports Saturday night.
Right? Like, when is the last time we had three Denver teams lose on the same day? I can't remember.
I don't know, but it's always at least like if one team loses, that means the other teams will win, right? Like, that's always kind of like the general.
Yeah.
It balances out. No, the Avs sucked, Nuggets sucked, and the Broncos sucked.
Yeah, it was all very, very disappointing. I did point out, listen, a Saturday, the Rockies were the only Denver team that did not lose. Silver linings, people. I like posted that on our Twitter account and people were like, what about the Mammoth? And I'm like, shut the fuck up.
Did the Mammoth play today?
Did they play today?
I don't know.
I mean, neither did the Rockies, but also like, I'm talking like the, you know, the big four. The big four. You guys knew what I meant. Yeah. People were like, what about the Rapids? I'm like, I don't even think our Rapids dudes would complain about that.
Well, they definitely lost, so. they didn't play, but they definitely lost.
I mean, people on Twitter were like, the Rockies are losing every day this free agency. And I'm like, shut up. Yeah, I know.
It's a joke, guys.
It's called a joke. No one gets it. I guess jokes are supposed to be funny, though. That's the problem. Thank you. Roger in the chat, if the Rockies had played, they would have lost too. Roger, don't be a hater. Don't be mean. We're all struggling here this Monday. We're, again, crawling to the finish line of the holidays here. It's a tough scene. But what were we talking about? Oh, yeah, we're talking about Yamamoto. So yeah, apparently he's meeting with the Yankees today. I think a lot of people, like most people, are like, ooh, the Yankees are the favorite.
Why?
And like, because they're the Yankees. Yeah. But I don't know. Did the Yankees send a jet full of people to where he lives? I don't know. They I don't think they did. Who knows? But anyway, yeah. So
the
Do they have a video of Babe Ruth asking him to sign with the Yankees? That would be amazing. I mean, the Yankees could. I talk about, there's a commercial that the Yankees put out when Adam Ottavino signed with the Yankees. And because like he had famously said before, because Adam Ottavino, he's from New York, big New York sports guy. He said that he could strike out Babe Ruth. So the Yankees made a commercial when he signed of him, like just like getting lit up by Babe Ruth, like just giving up homer after homer after homer. And I'm like, and they edited it all old timey. Like it was like a very disturbing commercial, but also it was like, that was so rude of them. Like that was so messed up. I think about this commercial all the time. It lives rent free in my head. So would the Yankees make an AI video of Babe Ruth asking Yamamoto to sign with the Yankees? I kind of think they would. I think if one team were to do something like that, it would be the Yankees. Because they're such a mess right now. Why not just do something else that's even messier? The Yamamoto race right now, apparently the top contenders right now, Dodgers, Red Sox, Giants, Phillies, Blue Jays, and of course both New York teams. That's what's going on, fam. That is what's going on. Let's mention our friends at Breckenridge Brewery. They have been our sponsor since freaking day one. We love partnering with them, of course. But yeah, Breckenridge Brewery. We had a great watch party here at the bar, by the way. It was lit. But our beer of the month right now here at the DNVR bar.
So good. It's my fave.
The Christmas ale is your favorite?
It's slowly becoming my favorite. It's a sneaky 7%er.
I was going to say, we've been saying it's the best bang for your buck. It's $6 for a beer that's 7% ABV.
Yeah. But have two of those at the Christmas party, and you're just like, woo!
But yeah, those are $6 a pint right now at the bar. And also, like, it's such a delicious beer. Yeah, it's sneaky. You can't really tell that it's that strong. But Breck Brew is a beer for any occasion. There's no better way to watch a game or, like, just celebrate the holidays. Just have some Breck Brew. Make it even better. But they've been making beer right here in Colorado for more than 33 years. They're making it with 100% renewable energy, so you can feel really good about that purchase too. But check out the beer locator at breckbrew.com to find a brew near you. You won't need your Shady Rays to log on and find the beer locator. But listen, take on the sun with gear built to last. Our friends at Shady Rays have you covered for warm weather ahead with premium polarized shades at an affordable price. Warm weather, sunny weather. We get all the sun here in Colorado, 300 days a year. You need sunglasses every single day. But Shady Rays has an incredible protection program. Every pair of sunglasses, if you break them or if you lose them, they will replace them. No questions asked. No questions asked. And I love that. So you can wear your Shady Rays with confidence because you don't have to worry about that. But you can shop their whole collection at ShadyRays.com. You can shop the whole collection at the Park Meadows Mall. And if you don't love the sunglasses you order, exchange them for a new pair or return them for free within 30 days. No risk when you shop, but use code DNVR. That's going to get you 50% off two or more pairs of polarized sunglasses. So try for yourself the shades rated 5 stars by more than 250,000 people. Woo. That's a lot. That is a lot. All right, guys, what do we have going on at the bar this week? Pretty chill, pretty like whatever. I will mention, you know, Die Hard membership makes a great gift. Stuff from dnvrlocker.com makes a great gift for the holidays. You know what? Oh, I see Johnny in the chat. Happy holidays to you too. And thank you for the birthday wishes. It's coming up. Not yet, but it's soon. I'm a Sagittarius. We'll draw out the celebration.
It's birth month.
It's my birth month. Oh. Also, like, I will defend it this way. I can't get people together on my actual birthday. Absolutely. It's too close to Christmas, yeah. So I kind of have to take whatever I can get.
Absolutely.
So it's like just totally drawn my birthday out into like a week.
Was your birthday as a kid lumped in with Christmas?
My parents would never do that because they understood like these are two different occasions. So my family does not do that. Like I don't get combined gifts. Like there's a birthday gift, there's a Christmas gift because they're two separate occasions. Yeah. Yeah. But like I definitely weeded out relatives like that because like I had like an aunt who was like, oh, this is your combined birthday and Christmas gift. And I was like probably 6 years old. And I was like, well, those are two different holidays. And also you got my sister a birthday gift and a Christmas gift. So like what's going on here? So I just like that is where I stand. I would love to know where the other December birthdays stand on this. I mean, it might actually like the whole holiday season. It's so hard to have a birthday. Like my mom is January 5th. And like, that's a day where it's like the holidays finally ended. And then you're like, oh, wait, like her birthday was was yesterday and we missed it. Like, we don't miss it. But like, it really sneaks up on you. Oh really sneaks up on you. Yeah, thanks, guys, for being so active in the chat. We're going to close out the show. Tiff, where can we follow you on social media?
I am on Twitter at Tiffany with an I _ Tano, T-A-N-O.
Yes, thank you.
Learn from the best.
Yeah. I love when people come prepared knowing their Twitter handles. all right, you can follow me at the Susie Hunter on all platforms. Please send good vibes and tea with honey. Hopefully my voice is better on Wednesday when we're back. We'll be back right here on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel live at 12:15 Mountain Time. Friday we'll be live at 4:00 for a little happy hour show before we send y'all off for the holidays. And make sure you're keeping up with DNVR _ Rockies on Twitter for all the latest news. If things go down in the Rockies universe, you know we're going to be on top of it. So give us the follow. Turn the notifications on. Anything can happen. It's hot stove season. Tiff, you know what I like to say, though, about closing out a show?
What do you like to say, Suze?
I like to say, fuck it, we ball. But come right back here Wednesday, 12:15 on the DNVR Sports YouTube channel. I will talk to you then.
We all silly like the mayor.